Hello all, and welcome to our Friday night chat. And this here's Phil. And what I didn't do, Well, I don't fucking need to pull it up on the big screen. I can pull it up here on my handy 7G. I got it right here, so I can see what you guys are talking about. As you know, last week we had all kinds of problems with the chat. We don't have those anymore. They are fixed because of our crack, cool, bitchin' team. And we owe them a lot. I appreciate that, guys. What a week, man. I mean, what a goddamn week. How have you been? When you check in, we really like it if you guys tell us where you're at. We had a winner on our of our download this week on the bar fight from Anchorage, Alaska, Russ Ariel. I got to encourage everybody to that, you know, is over there on the fan page to sign up for BSP. I'm not really good that way, you know, pitching stuff. There is MD Phil fan this evening. There's Bryn. There's August. What's up, brother? Bungholio. Pixel Travelers with us. Jeff is here. Christian. And Alan Grooms is finally checking in after these many years away from our ever-living arms. There's John in Seattle. L. Everybody, man. All the hardcore people. I mean, really hardcore. I remember when Allie used to be hardcore, but she's long fucking gone from the ranks. I'm kidding. Baker in Bozeman, Jeff Baker. John is in, how you doing, John? Where you're at? You're in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Very nice indeed. Well, I think what I probably should do, because I don't want to sit here wearing glasses. August is in Pensacola. Brother, how you doing? Timothy from Mississippi. James from the wastelands of Iowa. Jacob in Denver, in some late snow, huh? A friend of mine is in Chicago. Dallas is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Rich is in Lexington, Kentucky. Kip Massey has arrived from, I don't know where, but I think Kip's in Iowa too, isn't he? a friend of mine in Chicago said, what is going on? It was 80 degrees the other day, and then I think last night or the night before, maybe yesterday and the day before, they had a wind chill factor, and they said, there's no wind chill this late in the season in Chicago, so whatever, fuck, I don't give a shit, you know. I'm sure you don't either, and I'm sure they don't either. That's the most important thing. So welcome to our chat, and so you know, we're going to begin our summer tour in July. I know you think I'm bullshitting you, but I'm serious. I'm going to be going to, who flubbed their flubbed your entrance? Kip Massey. No, you didn't, man. Beautiful entrance. Avast. I thought it said Iowa, and you were saying Avast. Petaluma reporting in. That's Reggie is in Petaluma. All right. Where's the naval station up there? Oh, what's the name of that goddamn naval station in San Francisco? Starts with a V. Kip is in Delaware. Delaware. Beautiful. Bryn is in Perth this week with her friend Paul, no doubt. As Paul continues to recover from what was must have been one of the most brutal. You hear that? Some fucking dog or something. I don't know. Greg in Beaver Falls, man, I tell you what. Jeff asks, Phil, what was your original issue with Tom Likas? He's still a fat, ugly pig, by the way. My original issue with Tom was very minor, frankly. But it turned into a thing because I knew how to do an impression of him. When I was on KFI, he was over on KLSX, and he was teeing off on John and Ken. Not that I gave a shit, but I just thought, of all the people in the world to make fun of anybody, I thought that Tom Likas was probably the last guy that should do it. And for only one reason only, and that was because he had this voice, you know. And nobody can tell me that that's not the most affected thing. So that was it, Jeff. And so he, you know, kind of didn't quite know what to do with that, I don't think. And to be honest with you, I would see him at functions. I'd put my arm around him. We'd have our picture taken together. I think there's a couple pictures of Tom and I, you know, sort of, you know, with our arms around each other. they were mostly radio functions. I'm laughing because I remember one. in Santa Monica at the Lowe's Hotel, and I saw Tom sitting there at the bar trying to figure his fucking phone out. Something had broken on it or what. He was already half in the bag, and he was like doing that, and that's the end of that. So thank you for that question, Jeff. Thank you, Doc. MD Phil fan, I'm getting that swirly thing over Phil's forehead. I think he's trying to control my mind. What's going on, man? Allie with us. Pixel Traveler. Take me out, Jared Kushner style Tom. What is that? A blowjob? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said. There's Allie. I was just talking bad about you, Allie. Apathy 2673 in Denver. Phil, I took a cab the other day and Cabaret came on. Not an Uber. What? All right. I mean, you know what you're doing, man. I'm trying to catch up here. Mike, got about 2 inches of snow in Greeley, Colorado. All right, man. Allie saying hello to Bungie. James Kaufman, Presidio. No, James, it's not the Presidio. It's a it's an island where the naval housing is in San Francisco Bay. God damn it. Or it's a town on the other side of the bay. I can't remember the goddamn town. Valero? Why do I want to say Valero, but that doesn't sound right at all. Anyway, welcome to our chat. So, Alexis, I keep getting the live stream is off air. Pixel Traveler, I'm glued to all the Donald Trump impeachment news. JB, hi. Alan Groom, Summer Tour. Yeah, Alan, thank you. Alan reminded me. We're going to go from July through August. And the reason why we're doing that is because Maria's having surgery in June. I got to be here to help her through all of that, man. I am her elected, you know, I'm actually her volunteer guy to help her through her surgery. She's going to be cool. She may come with me. She may not. I don't know. But I am going to go once a week to a BSP town. Whether I meet with one of you, whether I meet with 20 of you, it all depends really on you. Tell me where you want me to be. Look at all the weekends in July. Look at all the weekends in August. I will be where you want me to be, okay? And, of course, what I'm saying is we're going to have to draw, not out of a hat, but we're going to have to make a judgment call on where we're going to go. So obviously the numbers of people that are requesting our appearance is probably going to be, and when I say our and we, I mean me, but it sounds less egotistical. What is with this fucking dog? The first weekend in July, I don't know. I don't even have a calendar, but whatever it is, I don't give a shit. Pixel Traveler, I'll drive to Seattle. Pixel, all right. So Pixel puts in his first vote here for Seattle. I think I'm going to be going to Seattle. Paul Dentino Bungholio, all good here. Saying hello to everybody. Or Portland, Pixel, wherever you are. Pixel, you're just sort of like, you float between both states, right? I like that. I like it a lot. Christian, August, did a funeral and burial near the edge of the Grand Canyon today. Oh, did a funeral and burial near the edge of the Grand Canyon. Navajo Reservation. It was awesome. Jesus, what do you do, man? What do you do, Christian? Are you a minister? Paul Dentino Bungholio, all good here. All right, so everybody's saying hello to each other. So that's I wanted to let you guys know that. Now, in terms of the problems that some of you may be having, I have to say, I do believe it's probably on your end with your speed. I don't mean speed. I mean internet speed. Because we're not really getting a lot of complaints. Look at this. Luke D. says, Phil, I can get you a discount at the downtown Hilton in Salt Lake City. Yes. That's all I wanted to hear. That's all. I'm spending the whole goddamn summer in Salt Lake City. I don't need to be near the ocean in the summer. I spent my whole goddamn life near the ocean. And this summer, we're spending it in the desert. No water for miles. This summer. No, Salt Lake City is going to be great. If I go to Salt Lake City, if I go to Utah, though, man, how about just Park City? Can we just do that? Because that's really... Pixel is suggesting Corvallis for Oregon. Here is Allie, who says, I have a gaming session tonight. Got to take a nap after this. Be gaming all night, another nap, and then a 5,000, then a 5K Saturday night overnight. What? What are you talking about? Who are you gaming with, Allie? And when do you have to take your game? When do you have to take your nap? After this? You're going to be gaming all night? God, you remind me of my kids, man, my stepkids. They were like just gamers. Alan Groom says, Mr. Hendry, will you plan the dates enough in advance where we could go to a town you visit if you fly over ours? Yeah. I promise you that I will tell you where I'm going to be by June, by a good chunk of June, okay? So not meaning late in June. I mean as early in June as I can. But I'm going to be also, like I said, taking care of Maria. It's just one of those. Jeff wants to request Diary of a Nudist. Yes, Jeff, thank you. You will get that. We haven't done enough nude films. In fact, I could show it right now. We just shit-can the chat. I wouldn't mind it. No. But Diary of a Nudist. Is Phil on? I'm showing offline. Carla, yes, I'm here. What's wrong? Refresh. How's your Wi-Fi? How's your wine? Where are you, Carla? Where are you? Reggie is saying to Carla while she's trying to find the chat, go Beavs, if you'll pardon the expression. Allie's going to be on Steam, gaming on Steam tonight. The Mage, checking in from Reno. Beautiful, man. One of my favorite towns. It is my inner speed. It's my internet speed here, says August. So there's a variety of different problems. I generally know if we do have a problem on our end, we're pretty solid here. We've did some things with the server to improve our connection speed. I don't seem to be having a problem, but I will tell you this. Let me just get over to my my picture. And I'll tell you what I got going on in terms of picture. Obviously, chat takes less internet speed. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's fucked up. A little slow here. Yeah, you know what? You're right, man. So, Shane, if you're watching, yeah, we're fucked up here. There I am. But I initially got the refresh. So hit refresh. If you don't see it, throw your phone into the street. No, there I am. There I am with just barely my head above this thing here. Why didn't I get a goddamn phone book to sit on or some shit, you know? It may be, guys, that you're getting an initial refresh the stream thing. If you do, you'll get it. All right. Let me look and see what else we got here. This is our Friday night chat. I am Jeff Lynn. Vic Lombardi watching the... Wow, what happened to Vic? All of a sudden, I just lost Vic. He was there, and he's gone. He is fucking gone, man. Vic was there, and fuck... Wow. James is not getting a buffering aboard Air Force One. So, we have Steve. My chat's working fine. Good. Pixel Traveler, I'm taking a break from the bottle. That's bad. It's just not good. King Cap just checked in from Japan. He's drinking himself Yebisu beer in Japan. Carla approves. Reggie. Carla, I'm not an OSU alum, but I did research there over the summer. A beautiful area. Bryn L. It's just, Bryn says L. It's just past noon on Saturday, May 20th. Bryn's in Perth, Australia. So she's 12. She's 15 hours ahead. God damn, man. Or if you will, she's 9 hours behind, but tomorrow. See? Great. Stephen, Phil. Hi, Phil. So happy to be here. Thank you, Stephen. I'm happy to be here too, man. I'm happy you're here, me. Allie, I'm drinking whiskey tonight, as usual. Anyone else hit the bottle? Yeah, Allie. There's where I'm at tonight. This is where I'm at. And look at where the tequila is. I began drinking at noon. I'm fucking around. This was the last of the bottle, so I brought it with me here to the studio. It's the last of this bottle, so I brought it with me to the studio. But this isn't the only one, so. Now, you got to take a break from the bottle, man, if things are not going well. You know, if you find yourself you know, writing letters that you don't remember writing. You know, that's, you can't do that. Or maybe you can. I mean, that's, let's see. Phil Fan, MD Phil Fan, I'm going to try reloading and then logging back in if that doesn't work. Where are you again, MD Phil Fan? I'm sorry, man. I know you told me about 9 million fucking times. And I'm just wondering if we're getting similar reports. I don't want to spend the whole hour talking about slow internet, but Bryn's drinking coffee there in Australia and eating Tim Tams. What are those, Bryn? Are they fries from a fast food joint in Australia? What's the number one fast food place in Australia besides McDonald's, which I'm assuming is down there like everywhere? So, what a goddamn week. I'm gonna scroll back down and get caught up with you cats now. Here we go. What I'm doing is I'm just using this, man. Although, you know, if I did this, I might not have to wear my glasses. Pixel Phil, I just had a really nasty hangover, and I want to totally detox. I can dig it. Believe me, I can dig that. You know what you should do, man? Can I give you this is a Willie Nelson hangover cure. Seriously. Eat nothing but green apples for 2 days. Think about that, man. I mean, that's like 100 calories per apple, but not really, because it takes more to digest, blah, blah, blah. Plus, I mean, it's just going to flush your ass out. You know that. And what could be better than green apples, huh? Allie is talking to Baker and Bozeman right now. L, Phil, I'm getting buffering on both my iPhone and computer, so I tried turning off the Wi-Fi on my phone and still got buffering, so I guess it could be crappy both ways. Just turn off the phone and turn it back on again, and the computer and turn it back on again. You know, if you haven't rebooted your machines over a period of time, that sometimes is a big, big issue. Okay? I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry you're having that problem. Bungholio Makas. Bryn, Paul's sitting here also. He says tomorrow's lotto numbers are 7, 17, 28, 31, and 9. And the bonus number is 3.14. Are you digging that? This is Paul in Australia who says the lotto numbers 7, 17, 28, 31, and 9. Now, which lotto are we talking about? Yeah, try going on and off, L. I mean, totally rebooting. I apologize for that. I don't think we're having really many issues here. I noticed that, let me just look here. God damn it. Hey, yeah, you know what? Hey, Shane, we got a fucking problem here, man. God damn it. You know, we had this fucking problem with the old site, man. I do not want to deal with this shit now. I don't know what's going on up there tonight. Let me talk to him. Fuck me. Anyway, other than that, how's it going, you guys? Are we logged in? Yeah, we're logged in. All right, let me see, guys. And let me see if it's indeed a... Maybe it's a phone problem. There it is. Now, you see, I've got... there is the website right now. So... I don't know, guys. Hold on. Yeah. There's the website. This bar up here, Shane, we got to get rid of this motherfucker, okay? I can't stand this shit. Facebook does that shit. I don't want it. Get that goddamn thing out of there, please, in the name of everything holy. So there's the website. It works. Hey, it works. The phone is now back working. I don't know. Let me talk to you guys. Let's just get back to talking. That's more fun. have no idea. I'll have to email him or something. Reggie says, my drink tonight is Gold Rush. Let me get down here, man. Sorry. Pixel Traveler, Phil rocking Windows 10. Yeah. Yeah, so far, so not so good. Jeff Alley, you know, you can tell if you're pregnant just by urinating into a bowl filled with wheat. Thank God. I've always wanted to know. Pixel Traveler, James Kaufman, Baker in Bozeman. We got 4 inches of snow here in Missoula yesterday. How about you? Both those guys are Montana guys, James and Baker. L, nice to see you, Phil. What would Margaret say? L says, wow, man. I just had L here a minute ago, and now she's fucking gone. L, nice to see you, Phil. What would Margaret say about your glasses? She'd say I look old and I should take them off and I should just goddamn use the chat window here on the website, which is what I'll do right now. August, the slow connection will get buffers when I killed the browser and reloaded. Make sure to kill other processes, too, if you have a slow connection. Thank you, August. Whatever else you guys have open, August suggests that you murder it, kill it, shut it down. Shut it down, man. You may be doing shit that you don't want to do. Kip Massey, High and Dry is my Def Leppard jam. Baker, Pixel Traveler, saw Def Leppard here in Bozeman last year. They still rock and put on a great show. No shit. I mean, yes, they do, but I just didn't know they were in Bozeman. Pixel Traveler, that album's great. Rich, On Through the Night, Pixie. Everybody's talking about Def Leppard. I don't know anything about them other than massive fan of Pyromania and Hysteria, says Pixel Traveler. Ollie, that's the song we came into the reception with. Pixel, yay, I'm excited. Haven't been to a big show in a while. Everything's working well for me, says Steven, but I'm in a PC and working a vodka sody. That's what you got to do. You got to have the right fucking drink, you know. My phone's working fine, too, but I can understand where people are coming from. It may be just one of those nights full of atmospherics. We have had some crashing, but right now I'm looking at my desktop, and it's all good. Here it is. Wait. Here's my desktop. And that's from, obviously, the delay. It looks like a good picture. I mean, other than the guy that's in it. All right. All right. What else we got happening here, man? Timothy, Phil, more Colt Luger this season? Sometimes a man's got to do what a man does. Yes, Timothy. Season 2 is debuting on May 30th, which is F is for Family. Bill Burr's great animated comedy that I'm very, very proud to be a part of. And I do play the part of Colt Luger, among other characters. That is his, that's his line. And also there's going to be, Colt is going to be on a game show. And he'll be in and out of reality and back onto TV and reality and back onto TV. So it'll be kind of fun. Kip Massey, Hysteria was one of my first hard rock albums as a kid. But as I get older, and more extreme, I understand why people don't dig it. You're getting older and more extreme? And by the way, saying you were a kid when Hysteria came out, thanks a lot. I was in my 30s. All right. L, hypothesis. Could it be that the joint is buffering because there are more people on chat than usual? Seems there are more folks on than I remember before. Possibly. But that should not cause buffering. This fucker should be able to handle a lot of traffic. I know, because I see the goddamn streaming bill every month. And I ain't saving any money on that, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now, man. I ain't saving no money on the streaming. I see that fucking bill. I see that Amazon bill. I'm just fucking around. But hey. August, Pixel Traveler, love Hysteria. Everybody checking in on Hysteria. Bryn McLaughlin, Paul here in Australia, believes he can fix any political problems either here in Australia or in the USA. All he needs is a very powerful, all he needs is a very powerful motorcycle and a large bag of bees. What the fuck? I'll go with that. I'll give him my money. I'll turn over the city council money to him and he can get his bag of bees and a bike. John, hey, Phil, one of the first skits I ever heard was Margaret and the band Lobster Bisque. Hilarious. Loving the archive material. Haven't stopped laughing in days since I signed up. John, thank you, man. Great to have you with us. Welcome to our chat. You'll find that the people here are maybe not sober, but very good people. Good, strong, sometimes sober American people. And I think that's all. Reggie, Phil, and BSPs, I just attended the U2 concert at Levi's Stadium, which is in Santa Clara, here in California. And during the show, they played a clip that mocked Trump, and it was awesome. Anyone else go see that? Only up in Northern California where they just, like, bang, you know. What a week, huh? I mean, regardless of my politics, I have to tell you this. Because I lived through Watergate. It was in my early 20s when Watergate happened. It's fucked up. It's hard on the country. It's tough on the country. It's nothing that I want to see happen. I mean, you know. But I was in my 20s when Watergate happened, and I was very, you know, rowdy, like everybody is. And I was all, you know, yeah, fuck them, that kind of shit. But, man, it really took a toll, you know. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But you know what, man? It ain't. What do I understand? Never mind. Let's see. Baker, hysteria is amazing because Rick Allen's playing drums with one fucking arm. Yes. He's playing with one arm, Jeff, but he also has some sort of a computer-enhanced. Isn't there another computer drum beat sort of hitting downbeats and shit like that? Or is it just me wishing that that was it? August, I was like 13 when Hysteria was out. Thank you for that. So you're in your early 40s. All right. Not too bad. One of the things about being my age and seeing all you younger guys hit 40, I can give you shit about getting older. Oh, joking. 40, man, you're a stud when you're 40. Don't worry about it. Allie, my phone just gave up and says the live stream is offline. Ugh, oh well. Hey, Allie, refresh, Allie. Kip, sorry, Phil, I was in third grade when I bought it, near the end of its run, early 89-ish. So you were 8 years fucking old in 89. All right. Bless your heart, man. Pixel Traveler, I'm getting older and more extreme as well. I listen to Tech Death and Noisy Industrial, still love Def Leppard. Yeah, the older we get, so this is why you guys give me shit for listening to hip-hop and metal. I'm 64. What the fuck, you know, the same thing's happening to me that's happening to you. Not everybody, but some people give me shit. You know, Phil, because I think when you get older, and I was sitting with a guy named Hal Linden. I don't know if any of you remember an old sitcom named Barney Miller. But Hal used to star in a TV show called Barney Miller, and I did a TV show with him. And he says, I don't know about getting fucking mellowing out. The older I get, the more goddamn radical I get. And he was in his 70s when he was sitting there telling me that. So, Apathy 2673, it's buffering because my dick is so big and I have it jammed in my router. Yes. Would you please remove your dick from your router and that way? And by the way, Allie and every other female, forgive us, but guys just, you know, the modern man, I don't know. Baker and, I'm blaming everybody else but myself. Baker and Bozeman, delusional 2673. That must be code for something, Baker. Pixel Traveler says he's around August's age, and August is in his late 30s, if I remember my math. Here's Garrett, man, from, well, Garrett. Has Gene Jabel ever actually signed anyone to a contract? No. No, he hasn't. He's signed smaller acts, but the big names, he blows it. He always throws them out of his office, Garrett. Garrett is our BSP from Holland, who I believe you're in the States, right, Garrett? You're not in Holland. If you are in Holland, I'm telling you, no, you're not. Get out of there. Get over here. Pixel Traveler, Phil, any radio stories about Neil Rogers? I love the radio stories. About Neil? About Uncle Neil? I mean, a million of them, man. What do you want me to tell you? You know. The biggest time with Uncle Neil was in the winter of 95, 96, and I would be gone the following fall. So it was the end of the Dolphin 95 season, and all hell broke loose. Neil was never better. We had begun the Dolphin season, sort of giving shit to the Dolphins. And the beautiful thing about WIOD is They were the flagship station for the Miami Dolphins, but our management didn't give a shit if we talk shit about the Dolphins. That does not happen on any other station. You figure you're paying money for the rights to a team, you're going to, you know, kiss their ass. Well, we ripped Brian Cox. We ripped Shula. We ripped, really ripped into Shula. We ripped into Marino. We ripped the team. Because this was now 95. It had been 12, 13 seasons since Dan Marino had been signed as a rookie, and the Dolphins hadn't won one goddamn Super Bowl, and I think they'd been to two. So it was getting ugly. Neil, when Brian Cox said, suck my dick on our airwaves during the post game of the San Diego game, everybody was out in San Diego. Jim Manich was down in the locker room. Hey, Brian, how do you feel? Yeah, is this WID? Suck my dick. When that happened, Neil, the next day, just went fucking ballistic. The first person he took off on was Jim Mandich. And you guys, when we talk about Neil Rogers going ballistic, we're not talking about any other kind of talk show host you've ever heard. Neil could be nuclear angry and funnier than hell. I mean, and Pixel will tell you that. Or if you've heard Neil, Pixel, I don't know if you have. Neil would be funny as shit when he got angry. And he took off on Mandich. Then he took off on Shula. Then he took off on fucking Wayne Huizinger, who was the owner of the team. Then he this, that. And it was all because of this bit that I had done where I was pretending I was Brian Cox. I would have to say, I that was my favorite Neil memory, because we were all a part of this. There was something happening at the station. It was very big. I wound up getting sued for $15 million. I don't know if I like that or not, but I will tell you, I was indemnified by the station. So I had a Cox Broadcasting attorney. It's a great attorney from Fort Lauderdale. Forget the guy's name, but he was terrific. And I also had my own lawyer, Norm Kent. And it was fun, man. It was fun. And you know, people will say to me, weren't you cruel? I think I probably stepped over the line a little bit. But God damn it, man. I'm talking about motherfuckers that go and play football on Sundays, and they're pulling down a seven-figure paycheck at that time, you know, living and kicking it. Has anybody ever seen the movie on any Sunday, the Oliver Stone movie about football? And Al Pacino's the head coach. Did you see how they were living? That's it. So all of their pain and all of their suffering and all of their goddamn blown out knees and all this shit and that shit, and they're going back to their crib on the fucking Intercoastal Canal or the Atlantic Ocean. You know, Mike, Phil, I recently heard the show where Jeff Dowder was paying tribute to Def Leppard's drummer. Funny show with Dowder's song, Darkness at Sunrise, right? Darkness at Sun, was that what it was called? Yeah. I'm more of a Susie and the Banshees fan, says August, after I go through this big, long thing. Pixel, I was listening to Susie's other band, The Creatures, the other day. So good. Steven, I live right up the street from Levi's Stadium. That is in Santa Clara, California. Baker and Bozeman with the song called Your City Lies in Dust. Here's Reggie. Phil, the clip that you two used in their concert is apparently from a 1950 show called Trackdown. Yes, do you know it? Yes, I do. It starred Robert Culp. It had a character named Trump that talked about building a wall. Are you bullshitting me? Robert Culp, who was in I Spy, was in Trackdown. I believe I'm correct in saying that Trackdown eventually became a show called Wanted Dead or Alive, which starred Steve McQueen. And eventually, Judgment at Sunrise. Garrett got it right. It wasn't Darkness at Sunrise. Garrett Dirkmott. Judgment at Sunrise, you better beware. Judgment at Sunrise, you better be there. Right on. You, hey, Garrett, you should be, you know, at Sunrise at the Judgment, because you know it. Cities in Dust rocks, Painted Bird rocks. Everybody's talking about Def Leppard albums now. Pixel Traveler, Susie. All the chicks are gone, all the females. Bungholio, you guys like Decide. Rick Allen was playing with his feet for the downbeats, Phil, says Pixel. In other words, he was using a bass drum. Tim Tams are a chocolate-covered cookie thing, says Bryn. I should just save time and glue them to my pants pockets. Hee-hee! Carla, okay, fired up the computer. Good girl, Carla. What's it look like? Christian, my iPhone says, sorry, the live stream is offline. Yes. My phone has been doing that too. And the desktop is fine. And it really bothers me because I have said time and again that motherfucking mobile is where it's at, and I want mobile to work, and I want mobile to work. So Apple, whoever, Amazon, all you cheap shit fucking streaming companies, whatever, get it together, man. I really thought that when mobile video, mobile media became a thing there back in like 2011, whenever it was, that it would just be a revolutionary thing, right? And yeah, more fucking problems with it. Get your shit together. All right, Pixel Traveler. Rick Allen had a Sibbons analog synth kit. Pedals, IRC. He was not playing with a sequencer. Very good. So it was just that one arm, huh? Carla, must be a phone issue. I don't think so, Carla. It's not working on devices, but working on the computer. Alan Groves, Mr. Henry, questions, suggestions, thoughts on doing a brief introduction to the BSP Classic Hour. That's a good point. That's a very good point, you know, and I think I'll do that, Alan. Alan's talking about when I have the BSP Classic Hour on the daily podcast to give it a little intro. Oh, I remember this show. I was 5 years old and, you know, it got caught in a zipper. That's probably all I need to do. I could probably even lie and but it does give it some context, even if it's not true. August, with my liver, I'll make it 5 more years. All right. That's better than most. Not as good as some, but James Kopp and Phil, could you charge your background to the daily? Could I change it to the Daily Plaza cam? You got it, man. Right on. Are you bullshitting me? Dealey Plaza, Dallas. How do I get rid of that goddamn shit at the bottom of the screen? I can't stand that shit, man. I need to do that? No. That's Dealey Plaza, Chicago. Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas. Now, what are we looking at here, man? If I'm not mistaken, and I could be very mistaken, that wall there, where the boulevard is, and then to the right is a wall, is that behind the actual grassy knoll? Is that the top of the grassy knoll? I don't know. I don't want to know. It looks kind of weird, man. It looks fucked up, man. Dealey Plaza cam. Hold on, man. No, it wasn't. It was Judgment at Sunrise, Mike. It was. Believe me. I don't want to. Reggie just sent me the Trump clip from Trackdown. Thank you, brother. Where the fuck did it? Where is the? I'm way behind on these. I'm so sorry. I'm way behind on your messages, you guys. I am so, I'm still trying to find fucking James. Ask me to change it to goddamn fucking Daily fucking Plaza. All right, I'm going to scroll down. See, I got the offline message again, too. I don't know where, I don't even know if my guys are watching tonight, but if they are, they should. You know, they're always telling me that they're looking at shit. Well, you got to look at it while it's on. Pixel Traveler, Henry Kahn, following Phil Henry around from town to town like deadbeats. King Cap, Garrett DeMott, Dirk Mott. That's my favorite bit in the history of the show. Judgment at Sunrise. Sunrise, I guess. Pixel Traveler, more Hal and Viola. I haven't had them on. You know, the whole water tower exploding thing with Sky Baby kind of satisfies all of that. You know. Luke D. Yes, and a doctor of mechanical physics. That's Jeff Dowder. Just following Henry around from town to town. Henry Kahn as a Grateful Dead-esque traveling shit fest. Allie back, still buffering a bit, but I guess it must be me. No, Allie, we're having problems with our phones. Now mine is back. Did you ever hear them do the How Many Beers segment? It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. They asked how many beers for B. Arthur and Dowder. Yeah. Dowder said there is no way one man could smoke the number of owls it would take. just to find my way to her house. I mean, is she making a house call? King Cap Henry Khan at the Fuji Rock Festival in July. Okay. I Love Doubters drumming clinic, singing pedal to the metal. Garrett Dirkmont. On one of the shows, it was darkness at sunrise. For most of them, it was judgment at sunrise. In fact, during one show, it went from judgment at sunrise to darkness at sunrise. All right. I don't even remember that, but I'll take your word for it. Pixel Travel, I would love to hear a Chris Norton Doubter drinking session. Russie Pelican and Mr. Poos. For some reason, I don't see either guy. I see Chris Norton drinking. I don't see Jeff drinking, but why not? Here's the clip from Trackdown, says Reggie. So I'm going to have to get out of this mode here, guys. What am I looking for? Computer? Yeah. What in the fuck? Dealey Pleasant. Some of you should meet me in San Francisco in August, says this from Baker. Keep playing the metal, Phil. God, I'm way behind on all this shit. Somebody's commenting here on Hal Linden. Steven, thank you, Steven. Let me find this Trackdown clip. Good Lord. Phil, have you ever done a show with Walter Belhaven and Herb? Never with Walter Belhaven. With Herb, yeah, talking about Walter Belhaven. Did you ever hear them? Yeah, there it is. Okay, so I'm getting close. There it is. This is Trump, the Trump clip from Trackdown. Go to the 11-minute mark, I'm told. All right, let me see here. See, this is why I got to wear headphones, because I have to go to the 11-minute mark. All right. That's 6, 8. There's Robert Culp. Ah, you motherfucker. Hold on. Christ on a crutch.
A pleasant one. You're a liar, Trump.
Trump! It is!
This little disc. This is a very rare metal, friends. Mined by ancient Indian women in the heights of the Andes Mountains.
Bullshit.
In Peru, South America.
Bullshit.
Then it's taken to the secret smelters of old Montezuma, where it's refined and compounded until it becomes magnetium.
Sure.
The embryonic source of the universe. The force repeller is for you, and this little disc, by its mere presence, will care for your animals. How can we get one of those? I understand your anxiety, my friend. The thought of death falling from above is not a pleasant one.
You're a liar, Trump.
There's not going to be any rain of fire.
I love it.
Can you deny the meteorites will come? Can you deny the comet?
Well, it's not going to happen the way you say it is.
Robert Culp.
If it were not for my magnetium, friends, those meteorites would be bombarding us this very instant.
What the fuck?
Look! Look up there!
Hey, that's you a meteorite! See him! That's a meteorite!
By the billions, you can see him!
There, I saw one!
There's another one! They're all over the place!
I like Robert Culp looking at all the people like God, they're going mad.
Fake. There's nothing up there. You're seeing what you want to see. There's nothing up there.
One moment. I hope to convince you without this.
Yeah, right.
That man now has made it impossible.
It's a cattle prod. That man has made it impossible.
This is no longer under my protection.
Sit on it.
It was my plan to give you the force repellers free. But now that one of you has doubted me, there will be a charge.
How much, Mr. Trump?
Yeah, Mr. Trump.
$50 apiece.
This is great, man. This is fucking awesome.
Mister, he ain't one of us. We don't even know him. Please.
There's tracks.
That's a lot of money, Trump.
It'll go up with every word.
With every word? What a prick. It'll go up with every word.
Well, where are your meters? They will come.
This can't possibly
Maybe you're right, but we could die of old age standing around waiting for them. $75.
Why don't you keep your mouth shut, mister?
Nothing is going to happen. The man is a fake, a phony. Can't you see that? He hasn't got any control of meteorites or anything else.
Little trickery there.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. I love that. All right, we're not going to watch the whole episode, are we? But it's called Trackdown, so definitely do that, man. All right. You guys can hear me, right? Okay. That was bitching. That was great, Reggie. Thank you. He's going on behind me there. Pixel Traveler, I would love to hear a Chris Norton Doubter drinking session. Garrett Dirkmott on one of the shows was Darkness at Sunrise. Yes. I'm well ahead of this. Henry Kahn at the Fuji Rock Festival. God damn, where are we at here? Let's go down here to the Alan Grooms. Want to try for 200. James Coppin, meteors are in flight. Meteorites are on Earth. Carl Sagan. Alan, 100. Yeah, he's jacking the price, Alan. Michael Brid McLaughlin, King Cap. This movie has to be the next Saturday Night Cinema. I think you're right, man. It's an episode of Trackdown that Reggie pointed us to. And I'm telling you, man. All right. That was a riot. Hey, Trump. There are no meteorites, Trump. That show Trackdown is actually from the late 50s, early 60s. And I thought I saw something somewhere where they said it was, the precursor to Wanted Dead or Alive, which was Steve McQueen, made Steve McQueen a big star. Jesus, look at this, man. I gotta get my shit together here. There. I'm getting a whole lot of refracting. This movie has to be the next Saturday. Pixel Traveler will do. Thanks. Michael, do a hard refresh on the phone and go to your account and log back in. That worked for me, but your mileage may vary. Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, generally that is the answer to every one of these silly problems. Do a hard refresh, log back in, love, but never be a fool. That will help. Yeah, sure. Christian, iPhones are having issues with the stream. Interesting. I've got an iPhone, Christian. I've got a 7. No kidding. So it's the iPhone. Nothing with Android? That would make sense. That bloody Wednesday movie Phil showed was fucked up. Pixel Traveler, I agree. Was that the most fucked up? First of all, it was beyond weird with the whole fantasy thing. Secondly, the acting obviously was just so wretched, it was beyond belief. And then the end of the thing with the entire slaughter scene, I didn't know whether to laugh or to be abhorred, because on the one hand, the actor had the most passive face and the most serene. He looked like he was at peace, as he was just machine gunning people, right? The idiotic death scenes in that were, but the whole carnage was, crazy ass shit, man. Phil Fan is uttering blasphemy. No, thou shalt not deny the comet. I have a straight Ethernet cable to a router, says Pixel Traveler. Robert Culp in The Greatest American Hero. That's right, Alan. And I Spy. And a movie called Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. And Robert Culp also was in a lot of late 60s things like Columbo. And I'll give you my Robert Culp story, which is, it's nothing. It's like nothing at all, but it amazed me. I was having some pictures taken. A friend of mine named Allison Reynolds, who was a photographer for Playboy magazine. I was in my 30s. It was 1985. She said, meet me at the Playboy Mansion because I can use the Playboy Mansion as a, whatever you call it, you photographers. What do you call it? Your background, your, you know. So I go there and we're taking pictures in the cabana. Now, apparently, Hugh Hefner gave a number of people the green light. Their name was always at the gate. They could get in anytime they wanted to. And one of those people was Robert Culp. When you went into the Playboy Mansion and you went to use the pool, you always had a bathing suit ready for you. There was always bathing suits ready for whoever came to visit. And for the men, they were banana yellow Speedos. How do I know? Because that's all I goddamn saw that day, man. Every guy that I saw walking around there. And we were in the cabana, and we're getting, and Allison's taking these pictures, and I'm there. And suddenly, and to be honest with you, yeah, I did see, I guess they were Playboy bunnies or whatever they were. There were girls coming in to use these tanning beds that they had. This is probably better than the Neil Rogers story, isn't it, Pixel? Anyway. And in comes, well, these girls are using these tanning beds, and I'm a little embarrassed, you know, so we stop taking pictures till they're fucking done. But in walks this older guy into his 50s or 60s by that point. And he's wearing that yellow goddamn Speedo. And he comes in and he smiles. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. It was Robert Culp. That's it. That's all I got. Let me just scroll down here, see if anybody's reacted to that. Post your pic of you wearing those Speedos, Phil. I was getting my picture. I didn't go into the pool that day. Allie, Ack, NM, what? I'm gonna throw drown out my sorrows in ice cream after this, says MD Phil fan. Don't do it, man. It's a lot of calories. Carla, blah, computer not working now either. Hey, I can promise you I'm gonna be messaging my guys to find out what the fuck happened here. Hold on for a minute, man. I got two messages here. They're both from Maria. She's gone to sleep. That poor girl. She's taking pain meds. Shane, lots of problems. Let me see. Lots of problems with buffering. These guys are really good at finding these problems and correcting them. And they turned me on to a guy, by the way. They're really, really good tech. Allie Ack, NMRIH is free. Installing it now. Allie, totally agree about Phil. Phil onlys. Looking forward to the 2017 Summer of Phil. I'm telling you, Alan, it's going to be happening. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be epic. Look at this. Look at that. Where the fuck is that? Is that live? Is that Colorado? That was gorgeous. Baker and Bozeman, Alley Cat, about to launch Steam. August, hope to see you in Pensacola this summer, Mr. Henry. I hope to be there, man. Bryn, I had problems earlier sending a message to San Francisco, and iMessages came back as failed deliveries. So maybe there's a problem with Apple. Okay, that's a very, very good point, Bryn. Thank you for that. And we also had Christian saying the same thing. iPhones were fucked up! iPhones were fucked! Baker and Bozeman, sorry for the delay, fans. Had to log onto my laptop to get this to work. King Philip, let your IT team know that my Android wouldn't work. Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge and iOS on my iPad had to get onto my laptop for the stream to be as flawless as it is currently. So using an Apple product, it's just the goddamn mobiles. The teddy bear bit, the creepy bellhop. Yeah, Pixel's talking about that teddy, what? That fucking bellhop was fucked up. It was like the movie Pixel was like a cross between The Shining and some other massacre movie, you know. There was a lot of Shining in there. And you can tell that it was influenced because it was done in 1985. The Shining came out in 1980. And all this shit about the ghosts and the guy that was there and jumped out of the window and all that bullshit. It was like watching all the exorcism movies from the 70s after The Exorcist came out. You guys are probably all too young. But after The Exorcist came out, then came a slew of these low-budget B exorcism movies. Little girls, you know, in one of these exorcism movies, this girl walks up to this cop and just breaks into the demon voice. Like she's walking to the store or something. Just, you know, you're laughing your ass off at how fucking silly it is. Reggie, Phil, thanks for playing that clip and commenting on it. I'm dying here laughing. May I request a bit with Elcott that ties in those deadly meteorites? Yes, Reggie, what is it? Give it to me, brother. Marty, my Android Samsung that normally works fine here won't play the video feed on any of its browsers here tonight. Timothy, how you doing, buddy? Thank you, man. Timothy says, nothing but love out here, man. Thank you, Timothy. iPhones and their video streaming. Pixel is laughing. Carly, yep, I guess I'll have to catch it on the replay. What the fuck? Hold on, man. God damn it. See, my computer is doing fine. I should say my desktop is. Lots of brother buffering. Lots of mobile phone problems. Mobile phone streaming problems. It's just so... Now he's weighing in. Shane just weighed in. He said, really? I'm just fucking around, Shane. So he's going to have to dig into it. Phil, nothing but love. Thank you, brother. And Allie, okay, got to leave to try to get familiar with this game before we start. Good night, my fellow BSPs. I hope to see you all at the HendryCon, wherever they may be. Allie, where the fuck do you think you're going? I'm kidding. Baker, Allie, good night. See ya. Bye, Allie. Jeff, just what the hell is it that Kenny Slagg sells? Jeff, good question. Kenny Slagg sells a system of abundance in the 21st century. You have to apply acts, different thoughts, different commitments to things, books to read. Obviously, he's a con artist who should be in prison and will be eventually. But what he is selling, August says his PC is streaming fine, no stream on Android. My desktop is kicking fucking ass. I can show it to you right now. Boom, there's my desktop. It's been like this forever. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to do that. Didn't mean to show the... boing! There's my desktop. Here's me. Here's me live. Here's my desktop. And anyway, I want to say stuff, but I don't know. And here's me. All right. So that was fun to do. Yeah, the principles of abundance in the 21st century, Jeff, are just, it's just whatever shit he can come up with that he can sell inside of an hour. And things are getting tight now for Kenny. People are beginning to figure him out. That engineer is a pain in the ass, but he's starting to, and Kenny, I think, needs to move on to the next town. He's got to take his engineers and all of his shit and Kenny Slagg bacon strips. Kenny Slagg sells an idea. Kenny Slagg sells hope. Yes. Setting up Kenny's pool shots. Not just principles of abundance for the 21st century. He should do a fire sale on his 20th century abundance. No shit. We got to get Kenny back, man. I love him too, you know. And it all started by just listening to those sounds on the iPhone for, you know, the ringer sounds. I have to hear them now. I'm sorry, but I simply must. Shane says, on the video side of chat, video, Shane. And I should tell him, all mobile, some people had PC problems, but mostly mobile. Where were we at, man? I'm Kenny Slagg, and this
is Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. A Kenny Slag Bulletin.
Just, you know, shit would come to me.
This is a Kenny Slag Bulletin. A bulletin from your mind. Your mind sends you messages. 50 times an hour, your mind is sending you bulletins. Are you paying attention? Let's talk about Kenny Slag's bulletins.
You know, it just...
Let's talk about the bulletins that your mind is sending you.
The fucking bulletins that your mind is sending you. I got a bulletin for you. All right, sports fans.
What?
What is sounds and haptics? H-A-P-T-I-C-S. All right, sports fans. We'll get a Kenny Slag thing going this week. We'll continue planning out our tour for the summer. It's going to be very intimate. It may, in some instances, just be a dinner with a couple of you guys. Seriously. I mean, it all depends, you know, and what, you know, where we're going to be. So let me know, formally or informally, let us know at service@philhenryshow.com if you want me to come to town. You know, it's as simple as that. And it's a whole new concept in, hi, I'm here, you know, hey, guys, it's Phil. I'm at the restaurant, you know. And there's nothing that says what restaurant is going to turn away 20 or 30 people. Oh, Jesus, we can't handle all. We just can't take all that money and put it into our cash register. Yeah. And I will promise you this. I will promise you this, that I'll pick up most of the drinks. How about that? You know, I think that's a good deal. I'll pick up most, 75% of the bar tab. I'll do. Oh, anyway, I'm just, no. We'll. It'll be great. Thank you. Love you. Make sure you guys are careful this weekend, but not so careful that you miss the grand parade of life. And you know what? Don't do what I do. Get off of fucking Twitter. Don't pay attention to this dog shit. Let it work itself out. And I'm going to do the same thing. All right. So, see you till next week. Well, we have, watch our Saturday cinema. It's a movie called Hopeful Triumph? Hollow Triumph. It was originally called The Scar. It's called Hollow Triumph. And, I don't know, man, but I thought it was pretty decent. And it's General Galen Shaw and Vernon Dozier. It's a film that stars Paul Heinrich, he of Casablanca, Joan Bennett. It's a film noir from 1948. It's a boss-ang, man. Just fucking cool. What the hell am I going to do here, man? All right. We love you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Known in practically every American household and was quite simply the face of American television in the 1960s. The Andy Griffith Show, which started at the beginning of that decade, has only grown in popularity.
Get out of here, dude. Get out of here. Okay, that is... I see what I did wrong. I had iTunes up. Or not iTunes, YouTube. Left here on my own, so let's see. Here he is, the man.